my eyes, my husband, my son's father, was a warrior. Warriors are unique, our protectors, not destroyers. I hope the work Olaf and others like him undertake on our behalf is not taken for granted or goes unnoticed by our leaders. Most of you will have known Oz the Joker, always up for a giggle. However, I live with a very different man. Particularly in the last 18 months, I've stood by him through, as he described, his toughest, darkest challenges ever. When he felt compromised, overwhelmed, threatened, I've wiped his tears, carried him, and fought his fears for him. Becoming his widow has been the hardest thing I have ever done for him. We now have a duty not just to honour what he stood for, but to live lives which honour the sacrifice he made. Please do not allow him to die in vain.
Very Reverend Dr. Christopher Hardwick, Dean of Truro.
And you led the service today.
I led the service today.
Very moving service indeed.
A fitting tribute to a very brave and courageous soldier, and a very fitting and proper service for his family and for the community. And we are very conscious of holding that balance between what is a national occasion, where we're remembering our troops abroad and all that they do for the country, but also honouring the family's wishes for their grief at this time. And I hope we struck that balance.
I'm Canon Perrin Gay, the Canon Precentor and Head of Worship at Truro Cathedral.
You knew a little of Olaf Schmidt personally.
Yes, Olaf sang in the cathedral choir in the time before I came here on the staff, but I was connected with the cathedral for several years before that time, and I can remember him as head chorister. I can remember him, his particular sort of character and smile.
Just come to show my respect, really, you know, for a very brave soldier. Well, like everybody else here, they've all come to do the same thing, you know.
And I was in the services, and it brings back memories of me, because I was in a shooting party, a rifle shooting party, where we had a gun carriage for a funeral, and it was bringing those memories back for me, you know. And I didn't want to miss it. The lives he saved are immense, must be immense. 65 bombs that he actually deactivated in his career. The pity it wasn't one more, because he would have been home. The following day he was going to be home.